A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In those days, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law of Moses, he commanded us to stone such women. What do you say?" They said this to test him so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way. And from now on, do not sin again." Though today's gospel is disputed in some of the ancient manuscripts of John's gospel, others include it, and it was finally recognized as an inspired text when the canon of the New Testament was approved. We owe this to some of the early church fathers who recognized this gospel story as an authentic portrayal of Jesus' life. And when we set it alongside today's first reading, the story of Susanna's being falsely accused by two highly respected judges, a story found in the book of Daniel, we have a pretty challenging set of texts before us today. Women victimized by men and men's vicious and lustful and unjust laws. But before we condemn all men as worthless, misogynist womanizers, God forbid, today's two texts tell us about two men who broke the mold. Two men, the young, wise Daniel and the countercultural, prophetic Jesus, who took the risk of speaking the truth and standing in solidarity with women whose lives were in the hands of wicked man-made laws. These two stories seem like no-brainers for those of us who live in the 21st century. We Westerners, in fact, are appalled by the idea of a woman being stoned to death for adultery, or we're also accustomed to legal systems that more or less are clever enough to catch the discrepancies and lies in legal testimonies. So these two stories seem fairly normal to us. Certainly the women in today's two stories were valiant and brave, especially Susanna, who chose truth and dignity over protecting her own life. She preferred to be true to herself and to her faith than to enter into the games of those poisoned by power. Susanna's cry, in fact, is the cry of all who are falsely accused, prisoners languishing in dark prisons, political prisoners who are condemned because of their beliefs, priests, bishops, Tibetan and Burmese monks and nuns. Susanna's prayer, "O eternal God, you know what is hidden. Here I am about to die," is a prayer that is probably on this very day on the lips of people all over the world. And the text goes on to say from the book of Daniel, the Lord heard her prayer. Jesus, in the gospel today, draws near to the accused woman about to be stoned. He, too, heard her prayer. He heard the cry of her heart. Psalm 23, the psalm for today, the response says, "Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side." God is at our side. God hears the cry of those falsely accused, those poor and pushed to the side by the world's power games. Jesus was there, present at the side of this condemned woman. Daniel was there, present at the side of Susanna. Are we also not called to risk our lives then by drawing near to those who are condemned and being willing to speak the truth? These two scriptures today bring us face to face with this vocation of speaking the truth, of living the truth, and, of course, facing the consequences of such a vocation. Do we play games with the truth or water it down when its consequences get too risky for us? Where do we stand when the going gets rough? Do we stand with those who are victims of the unjust systems and games of the powerful? With whom will we stand in these economically trying times as the masks of power begin to fall, revealing a system that victimizes the vulnerable and the poor to the gods of lust and power and greed? Daniel, the young man in the first reading today who was in love with truth, staked his life on the power of God's truth over and against the machinations of men. Jesus bent down and he placed himself in a position of vulnerability next to the accused woman because truth flowed through his veins, the very truth that he had learned from God. In fact, a few verses later in the same chapter 8 of John's Gospel, Jesus says that those who become disciples of the Word will know the truth, and that that truth will set them free. Susanna stood in the truth. Daniel and Jesus stood before the mighty and the powerful of their day and spoke the truth. These were not some simple memorized truths that one repeats like a first grade catechism. No, these biblical saints lived the truth of God, and they were prepared to die in it as well. Blessed Franz Jagerstatter, beatified about a year ago by the Church, was a victim of Hitler's desire and drive to take over the world and to remake it in his own image and likeness. When Jagerstatter refused to serve in the Nazi army, many of his friends and even some priests and bishops told him that with a wife and children he had a civic duty to fulfill and that he should do what he was being told to do, that is, serve in Hitler's army. Jagerstatter responded to these requests. He said, "I cannot believe that just because one has a wife and children, that this gives a person the freedom to offend God. Didn't Christ say that the one who loves father, mother, sons, or daughters more than me is not worthy of the reign of God?" Jesus said, "If you live in my word, you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."